This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, Jax. I'm going on a holiday.
All right.
I need a holiday. I'm a bit tired. A bit tired. Not that I was doing a comedy festival show, but if I was like yourself, I'm having a bit of a break, bit of a getaway. And part of my holiday, I'm going to totally detox. I'm going to turn off my phone. I'm going to turn off the notifications so I can just totally go off the grid.
And just enjoy time with your partner.
Now, do you think that's a good idea?
Yes.
Now, someone who may agree with us is Alex, joining us from The Big Smoke. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
There's a bit of an applause for you. I'm well and I'm very excited about my holiday coming up where I'm going to detox. What does the science say about this?
Look, I'm never going to go on a digital detox, can I just say.
Never ever?
Never ever?
I'm terrible off the grid. I just wouldn't enjoy it at all. I don't even really enjoy holidays.
You don't enjoy holidays?
Alex, you're a workaholic.
I don't enjoy them. I don't know why I have to go on a holiday. Anyway, that's not peer-reviewed research, though.
No.
What is peer-reviewed research is the idea around how can we limit the amount of distractions we have and the amount of stress that we have when we get a notification on our phone. So on average, a person will get about 60 to 90 different notifications every day. And the problem is when you get a notification while you're at work, for example, it can take up to 25 minutes to actually get back on track after the distraction. So it's more than just the notification. And because we've got so many different touch points on our phone, it's more than just emails and Facebook messages and whatever else you've got going on your phone. So it's really about how do we take control of this if going on a digital detox isn't actually the answer. And researchers actually have found that turning notifications off doesn't really help in terms of long-term stress. It actually has more to do with getting notifications in a smarter way. So that means limiting the amount of notifications you have and when you check them. So they tried to do a study and they did a control group check and they found that the best time to receive a batch of notifications was 9 a.m., 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. And that's when you're more likely to be able to respond well to the notifications but still be productive.
Is that because of your biorhythms and where your energy levels are at?
Biorhythms.
It's more just about having fragmented focus. So, for example, if you're just constantly working and checking your phone, your whole focus is fragmented throughout the day. But if you limit the amount of time you allow yourself to be interrupted, that makes it far more productive for you and more intentional, and it decreases anxiety and stress.
Look, that makes sense to me because when I work in an office environment, I have my mobile phone with me all the time. I can't live without it. Not necessarily to make calls, but just focus on. I get my emails on it.
Yeah.
I get chats. I get messengers. I get all sorts of things, and I have to, in fact, put my phone either in my briefcase or turn it upside down in my meetings, so I can actually just focus on what's going on.
Yeah. Absolutely. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people say, you know, if you're going to come to my dinner party, you can't have your phone. If you're going to go to a wedding, don't bring your phone. If you're going to go to a meeting, don't bring your phone. And I think that for a lot of people, that's just not realistic anymore, especially if their work is related to their phones and being constantly on email, like mine, for example. So I think it's just about then controlling it. For example, I don't check my phone anymore before I go to bed. Around half an hour before I go to sleep, I actually put it into another room to charge, and that way it's not even in my space, so
I'm not constantly
checking Instagram.
That's a really good idea. I've made the mistake of checking work emails before I go to bed.
Yeah, or in bed, that's not a healthy thing.
Yeah, then you just don't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
People are sending them as well. It's like, why are you sending this now?
I'm annoying. I send them at night. But I feel like if I send it, it's just because I've thought of it. You don't have to respond straight away.
Yeah, of course. Probably people might misread that and go, oh, no, and she wants an answer now.
Do you send all notifications up to ping at you? Do you get like a little audio?
I never have my phone on. It's always on silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the vibration only now.
Mm. See, I just find that the ping's really annoying.
Yeah, you can turn it off, you know.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Yeah. It's easy. Just turn it off or make a better sound. I actually have the Rock alarm clock, you know, by the Rock, the actual actor.
Dwayne Johnson, yeah?
What does he say?
Yeah. Yeah, and he goes, get up, every morning at 4 a.m., get up. And it's like super motivational, and it's far more interesting than the normal iPhone alarm sound.
Oh, you know, what annoys me? Can I tell you what annoys me? I'm going to tell you anyway.
Please.
But it's when I've got my device and someone's trying to ring me, and so I do the little thing which says, sorry, can't talk now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then they try and send me a messenger. And it's like, no, I can't talk now.
Yeah.
You know, I can't message now. I can't talk now. Mm. I'm not available now. Stop trying to get me. So people sort of use all your different channels to try and get you.
Yeah. Because that's what we used to do. Used to instant contact. We used to doing it. Yeah, if someone doesn't reply, it's like, what's wrong with you? And you're hassling them. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, we take it so seriously, and protocols are so different now with the digital world. You can't even read a message and not respond, because if you do leave someone on read, they take that as the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yep.
Well, this is true, isn't it?
I feel really bad if I've read
it and not responded. Yeah.
Ugh. When you're just getting to know someone, it's like, what? He's seen it. Why hasn't he responded?
Yeah, what's happened? Okay.
And you go crazy.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Hate it.
I just want to write everyone letters.
Oh, really?
I'm into that, letter writing. Yeah, I can do a good letter. I can accept a letter. I think that it's actually quite nice to write letters now, or nice handwritten notes.
Yes, love a nice card.
The other night, we got a letter from a friend. We went to her birthday party and we got a little handwritten thank you card.
That's cute. I got a letter recently from a lawyer, but that's
different. Uh-oh.
That still caused stress.
It sure does.
It would have.
Well, I hope you have a stress-free week for the rest of the week. Thank you, Alex. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Enjoy your holiday. Digital detox.
Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.